And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Garage Sale Gloat. Out to get more funky stuff. Johnny Bueno's driving like a demon.
I'm like, I can't get out of this fucking subdivision.
Yeah, Brighton subdivisions are fucking evil. Evil. People go in and they don't come out.
Well, they come out 40 years later.
It's like alligator hunting in the Louisiana Bayou.
Like the fucking quantum verse.
Sometimes a sheriff goes in, never comes out again. Anyways. Little update. We don't talk about as much about it, what we sell, to much to some people's consternation on this show. But, I got me a Death, as you remember, I got me a Death Star playset last week that looked like it was all beat to shit and dirty. It was dirty as hell. Just grimy. But it was complete.
Were there any Band-Aids in there?
There were not any Band-Aids in there, but there might as well have been a couple.
That's the best.
Dirty
when you
Band-Aids.
Pour out that box of Legos and you find like the half-eaten sucker and a couple Band-Aids.
Yeah.
They're never new Band-Aids, I'm telling
you.
No,
they're plague Band-Aids. And
delish.
So cleaned it up, put it together, put it up on eBay, and within 12 hours it was out of the house. And due to a fuck-up, you're green there,
well,
Johnny.
I'm just mesmerized by those lime green shorts and green socks by that old geezer running by me. I'm just like, it's like staring into the sun.
Don't let them distract you. They're going to try to distract you with their lime green socks.
I see spots.
Hey, I don't kink shame Johnny Bueno, so, you know, hey, if it's your thing, if that green socks are your thing.
It's not my thing. I'm talking about, like, it was blinding me.
Oh, okay.
Like, holy shit.
I'm just saying, estate sale
down
there.
Don't take the cheese. Don't take the cheese. Don't go there, G.
So, due to a fuck-up, I planned to sell it for $180 with free shipping, yet somehow it ended up being $180 plus shipping. So it added on the shipping when it made my shipping label. So I ended up making $60 more than I thought I would, which was nice after, you know, all the... So I put up for $180 and I got $159 out of it after the eBay prices and the shipping.
Ironically enough, gas prices have just gone up this past week.
Of course. Of course. I was just watching a video of a guy who just got a raise at his job, and his insurance company got wind that he got a raise and raised his insurance.
Oh, yeah.
That basically erased the raise plus another $2,000 a year. So he was not a happy camper. Not a happy camper with his health insurance.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yep. But anyway... Yeah, and it turns out there was a complete creature cantina set in there that I haven't put up yet. I have put up with it. There was a now the name is eluding me like it always does, but I know I do know the name of it. The lizard creature the stormtroopers rode on in
Dubak,
yes. There was a Dubak in there with a broken leg. I'm keeping him because I just love Dubaks and it's broken.
I remember back in the day I had a Dubak I bought for $15 and I went to the flea market and sold it for $35.
Yeah.
I was all proud of myself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how bloaters are made. And there was also an X-Wing, the little X-Wing die-cast, which I always wanted. I had the X-Wing Landspeeder, which was really cool. I was really disappointed when I got it as a little kid, and then I was like, whoa, this is actually really cool. It looks like a real, it looks like it's floating. And I got the full-sized X-Wing, but all the decals were just trashed on it, so I just, like, pulled the rest of them off and cleaned it up. And that's in great shape, too. It doesn't make the noise, but apparently you can open it up and give the motor a little twirl, and then it'll usually work again.
You could get your permanent markers and just color them on yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome. It would be awesome.
But I'm probably going to keep the big X-Wing and the Dewback, and I'm going to sell the Creature Cantina, and the little die-cast one goes for $40 because it's got its cockpit window on it, which they usually don't. So that was a...
Is there like a piece of wedge?
A great find for $15.
Like a piece of a couple of his buddies like on the X-Wing? That'd be awesome.
a couple chunks on there. Yeah, no, but I expected to get home and find just... I expected to be parting it out, you know, selling it piece by piece, which I could have actually done. Like, I could have gotten $50 just for the trash compactor Dianoga creature. So, finally, Chris gets something he can sell on eBay on Garage Sale Gloat and not keep for himself.
You know, I was going through all the crap that I bought last week, if we can transition.
Sure.
And it was all those Blu-rays and DVDs.
Uh-huh.
And I spent a whole night this week just going through and upgrading my collection and all that stuff. And it's like, wow, first of all, those Blu-rays, they do go for $10 to $15 a piece, especially if they're brand new. And I was buying them for $1 and $2 a piece last week.
Yeah.
What's even better is like I've got like full sets of like Captain America and Iron Man in Blu-ray.
Right.
And it's like I've got $5 into them, so if I sell them for $20 instead of $30, I'm a hero, right?
Yep.
I'm a hero!
Also, if you wait, they're only going up.
I hope so. Because I got...
Well, they're not going to be making them anymore because they don't make Blu-ray players anymore.
I've got a couple... plus I've got some... I got a lot of stuff. I've got multiple copies, so...
And people, by their nature, when they buy a Blu-ray machine, even if it goes old, they'll use it till it dies. Yeah. You know, they'll want to use it forever. There's old guys out there using their, having to buy computers from 40 years ago because that's the only thing they ever learned to use and that's the only thing they ever want to use.
You really are talking exposed a lot today under the tent, aren't you?
That's right. We're taking a little peek under the tent in my pants. Okay. Well, it hasn't been that good of a garage sale day, so we're not tenting it yet.
I was going to say.
I did pick up a little commemorative wall plaque for Kitty Hawk that was made by some hot dog stand.
Yeah.
Weird.
And the place that we went to near your house was, the coolest thing they had there were those Atari games, but he wanted $15 a piece.
That's because his dad brought him over and told him get $15 firm on him.
Right.
But that's the thing. You don't know if they had some good game. They had ColecoVision games there too, which I guess go pretty well. But you got to know that they work. You got to test them. Like, ideally, you got to plug them in and take a picture of the TV screen with the opening screen on the game on it to prove to people that they work. But also, some of that stuff is worth something. But then again, there's a high amount of fiddle fuckery that can go on with that, where people go, oh, it doesn't work, you know, I want $5 back or whatever. So
old fiddle fuckery.
I just avoid those unless if they're going to be like a quarter or something like that, then I'll take the risk, you know. But then again, I don't have a machine to test them on, so
I've got one of the flashback machines, but it probably wouldn't work.
No. You could probably adapt it to that because it is working on the same thing, the same platform, basically. But you'd have to hack into it or whatever. And ain't nobody got time for that shit.
You need more fiddle fuckery?
More fiddle fuckery. All right. Well, we got to go. We got to get our music set up and get ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, we're 2 minutes away to the first sale.
Excellent.
Or second sale.
Second sale. Yeah. First sale in this area. All right, we'll be right back. All right. Well, we just hit a garage sale and
it was interesting. A neat
xylophone.
Two xylophones.
Yeah. The other one was just like a marching band, like school xylophone.
Yep.
Those are cheap. You could get those for like $5-$10 at garage sales.
Yeah, he didn't say how much that one was.
Yeah. And it was kind of had stickers all over it and stuff, but he had a nice upright, like nice one. And he wanted $500 for that, and it's just like, nah. Maybe if it was a vibraphone, but. And he was just like, yeah, a toy you can play with it. It's like, yeah, it's not a toy, especially if it's $500. But it was nice. It had the little resonating tubes underneath it and stuff, so it sounded sweet.
Yeah, and a few other instruments there, the snare drum and a couple guitars. One guy walked out there with the guitar, all proud as a peacock.
Yeah, he was very, very happy. He wanted to talk to us about it, too. But
yeah, I was like, yeah, piss off.
Fine, nothing. Yep, bye.
How'd you guys do? What's it look like, ass face? Do I look like I have anything put into my car?
Anyway, hey. God bless him. He was a happy boomer.
Sorry for being so negative.
Happy musician boomer. Oh. Cut him some slack.
Yeah, man. Now he can really learn how to play Row Jimmy Row.
All right.
Or All I right. Know You Rider.
Let's not mention the Grateful Dead anymore on this show.
How about I Know You Rider? What the hell is this? Oh, it's... The opposite of the Grateful Dead.
I don't know if Bongwater are the opposite of Grateful Dead. They're definitely something you listen to while you're just like completely like drowning in either weed or psychedelic drugs. So,
yeah, they're basically an acid trip soundtrack.
Yes. They're a sit in the closet with a strobe light coming down band, kind of band. All right. Well, we're off into the edges of super weirdo land.
Except that we didn't talk about the television I got.
Oh, that's right. Johnny Brano did buy a television for his daughter.
Yeah. Like what, 25-inch Samsung? Yeah. 27?
Oh, no, it's been...
It's in the back seat. You tell me.
No, it's probably like a 30-something. I don't know.
It was in nice shape. It's a smart TV.
Yeah.
No remote, but for $15.
Well, like you were saying, you got remotes sitting at your house.
Yeah.
And we might find a 50-cent Samsung remote. Very likely at a garage sale, just sitting in a box, or sitting in a free box. Even better, that happens a lot too.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll be on the lookout for that.
All right. So we're getting on the highway and. Eight minutes later, we'll be there.
8 minutes to us. Instantaneously for you. Watch. Watch.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of blazing right back to back. The days and
your top stage. All right. Been going to a lot of live, laugh, loves. The only thing we've picked up so far is I got Papillon and Catch 22, two classic paperbacks for a quarter apiece to replace my old copies. So my bookshelf becomes a little more familiar once again.
And this was a case where I knew if we made that our first place, there was a lot more books there.
Hardy Boys.
Yeah, two boxes, but the pictures show they're pretty beat up. I mean, they're the old ones, but. You know, tattered spines and...
All right, another place. What else? Oh, I got a Miller High Life...
Hard hat.
Orange hard hat from 1971.
It's Miller time. That's for all you
Miller High Life.
That's for all you Ghostbuster fans out there.
That's the life I live. All right, we're at another garage sale, so off we go.
Yay!
Hey, we just hit a place with a ton of DVDs.
Yeah, it was a storage room clear out guy.
So dollar DVDs?
$2 Blu-rays.
Dollar a piece?
Dollarini.
$10 for 15, and I had 9 that I'd found, and I'm like, I might as well hit 15. So I got The Dark Crystal, 28 Weeks Later, the sequel to 28 Days Later. The Fountain, which is a Darren Aronofsky movie that I've never seen that's supposed to be great. Psychedelic reincarnation type story. It's Darren Aronofsky. I got Body Double by Brian De Palma. Aliens by James Cameron. Dawn of the Dead and Land of the Dead. Weird, they skipped Day of the Dead in between, but two George Romero movies. Which I don't know if I have either of those. Popeye, the classic.
Whoa!
Yeah. Troll Hunter, which is a great movie. I highly recommend Troll Hunter. A weird one that I thought might be salable. It's just called Super Mario History.
I saw that. That was weird.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Death Proof.
Which I just got those last week.
Last week, yeah. Bruce Lee, Path of the Dragon, Super Troopers, the whole Resident Evil trilogy.
There was a lot of cool, like, box set, like, compilation CDs in there.
Yeah.
But they weren't all perfect. Like, they'd have writing on them. Like, yeah. They had the Nightmare on Elm Street one. But it was missing, like, the paperwork. And then they had, like, the first 8 Friday the 13th, but the first disc was missing.
If you're going to be Mr. Physical Media, you're going to want to get all that shit.
Yeah, so it's like, I just don't want, I want them all. I want the whole thing.
If you're going to sell them. I didn't care because these are all, for the most part, for my collection. I got The Omen, Richard Donner's The Omen, and Waking Life, the Richard Linklater movie.
Right. And then in the previous sale, like an hour ago, yeah. I got those 3 Bruce Lee VHS tapes for $1 apiece.
From those aggressive old ladies.
Trying to sell me more VHS tapes. I'm like, homie, what you talking about? I only take the finest of the fine. The very tip of the top.
Well, the Spider-Man and the Batman one might have... might have had some legs on it. It's hard to say.
A VHS plate. I mean, you could sell those Bruce Lee ones even without having to play them, just because it's Bruce freaking Lee and it's cool. It's a cool picture. But I can't tell you what all mine were because I'm driving right now. But if you want to pull my bag out, you can tell people what I got. That's about it. I know I got some superhero stuff. I got blue. Not that bag. My book bag, the swag bag. How do you drive?
Well, I'm just trying not to.
Yeah, I also got that.
I don't think I can reach it. Sorry, guys, I don't think I can reach it without pulling my shoulder out of its socket.
What are you fucking? Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's see what's
right in, your lap. Thanks, honey.
Let's see what's in Johnny's sack today.
Johnny's gunny sack.
My super ex-girlfriend.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
The Queen.
Another Miramax.
Miramax.
Brand new in a shrink. Goes for about $12. $2, you gotta go 5-to-1.
Two of the Hobbits, The Hobbit.
In Blu-ray form. Complete. In a shrink. Well, one's in a shrink.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, because I can't find mine right now in Blu-ray form.
And a shrink wrap. Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's like a two-pack of Walmart.
Yeah.
The Pirates of the Caribbean two-pack in like a Christmas thing. So for $2, you can't go wrong with that. But the coolest thing was that poster that I got.
Yeah, I don't think they're reproductions because I was looking at them and they had 60s copyrights on them. Yeah, I think yours is a an original Rashomon poster. Rashomon, Akira Kurosawa. One of the classics of cinema. And it's all in, it's not in English. So
yeah, it's all in Asian language.
Yeah, I think he's Chinese.
What's even better is it's in a really nice plastic clear poster holder.
Yeah.
So he could actually just hang it up if I want to.
And he had the producers, and there was another good one there too, but they were beat up.
Yeah. Dollar, one dinero. All right. We are now entering the thriving metropolis of Ogden.
Ooh.
You're like, what the? Yeah, I'll take
that. Well, I'll say this. They got some smooth roads in Ogden.
Yes, they do.
We'll see if they got any smooth brains in Ogden, though.
Brains? Why are you going to go there? How about, like, some smooth product? That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Or some smooth deals.
Or just a smoothie. All right.
And you guys, that's better than hunching.
Jesus Christ, those guys had a sign just hanging in the front of their house that said, "The wages of sin is death." All right, dude, thanks. King Crimson for the last two. So that's, well, we went to the main estate sale that we were planning on going to. It was a art professor.
It was my wife's art. Both of them were her professors in college, yes.
Okay, a college art professor. Full of art.
Sculptures, paintings.
But I mean, you weren't getting, even at half price, like the art was probably good prices for what it is, but everything was, you know, you're going to spend $75 to $100 to get something there. But his art was really nice. He was a weirdo bohemian house, old farmhouse, well lived in, kind of messy.
And it kept on going.
Standard art house, yeah.
It was fun. It kept on
just
going.
Piles and piles of paintings and prints and all sorts of stuff. But we got sort of in the dregs, but it was still, I mean, there was a giant sculpture of just this giant ass sitting on the ground that was amazing, and it was sold. I imagine it had to be like a couple grand for that anyway. But there was one, did you see that stuffed dog?
Yes.
That fucking bizarre big stuffed dog?
Yes.
I almost bought that. That was fucking pushing my buttons like crazy.
Well, my wife, when she was there yesterday, got me, and it was a replica, but it's still worth money, a little wood Mickey Mouse figure.
Uh-huh.
It was a replica from like the 30s Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And she got that for $5, and she looked it up. She said it goes for like $17 to $20.
Yeah.
And she got that painting, but it wasn't really a painting. It was a framed piece of art, but what made it cool, it was made from graphite and wax. And it was this bizarre picture. We'll post it as well. I don't know where I'm going right now.
Okay. I have no idea where we are.
We're on Brockport, Spencerport Road is where we're on. The faster we go, the who knows where we'll get.
What did I get? I got a Tarzan hardcover coffee table book of the Sunday color strips, and that was $7.50. That book was like $50 new. It's out of print.
Right.
I'll get more than $7.50 out of it. That's something I'm like, okay, I know I can sell this, and I don't really care about Tarzan, so I won't be tempted to keep it on my shelf no matter
how
nice
it is.
See,
now I want to look it up online and see if I want one for my collection, because I got all those Popeye ones.
Well, if you want it, we can do a little tradey trade on it. And
sold. you like.
So I got, what else did I get? I got a little weather, one of the little weather radio cubes, which I used to collect those. Nah, there's just a bunch of fishing poles at that one. Although I'll bet you there, I'll bet you though, if we find a good garage sale out here, we can find a really nice garage sale out here. There's a lot of houses where people have, you know, generations of people have lived, and that's where you find the cool stuff.
Under the weeping willow.
But that was a typical bohemian artist's house.
Yeah.
Just all...
It was so good.
It was that, not too far off from its original wood and everything from the 1800s. And
it was so good that it got my wife to actually get up and get out the door by 8:15 in the morning to
check it out. She knew the guy, so she probably knew what was in there.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, she saw the pictures. And there's some other stuff in there, too, that she was asking me to look out for today, but I didn't see it in there. These, like, salt and pepper shakers that were just ridiculous. All right.
What is that up ahead? It looks like there's a bunch of trees blocking the road up there. Maybe it's just a weird shadow.
531 East. That will get us back to...
What else did I get?
The motherland.
I got a flip book of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Uh-huh.
And I got a John Malkovich face. Those are worth something. Those are worth a good amount of money.
They're worth a great laugh because while Ratnick was standing in line, I snapped a picture and he put it on. So it looks like John Malkovich is waiting in line at the estate sale. And I sent it to my wife and daughter, and my daughter's like, "Oh my God, what's he doing there?" OMG.
He's doing a ride along with me now. Next garage sale we go to, take a picture of me with the Malkovich there and go, "He's here too." Everywhere we go, let's get a picture of Malkovich to send to your daughter and be like, he's following us. We're watching, he's following us. He waits till we
What you have to do is you have to get a picture of me with the one thing that I got that estate sale, which are those glasses with the bright red, white, you know,
yeah,
red eye, whatever they're called.
Google eye
yeah,
glasses.
They're like Google eyes, but they're like bright red, like, eyes. They're not googly, but they're pretty darn scary. That's for sure.
I got something else that I can't remember what it is, but...
They're like Roger Rabbit eyes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what else I got. I got something like some little sculptural thing. Yeah. Everything, like the art stuff, there was a stuffed dog there that was a stylized, freakish, nightmare dog that was made to look like it was like 200 years old. And it was an artist whose name I didn't know, but he's like a blah, blah, blah dog. And it was $200, and I was like, should I spend $100 on this dog? And I'm like...
Because it's half price.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, no, I just couldn't bring myself.
And the giant thumb sculpture.
I mean, like, a lot of the sculpture, they had some nice, beautiful mannequins. Creepy. They look like little naked kids with alien heads. With, like, elongated skulls. And
why didn't I take pictures of those?
Why didn't you take pictures of those?
Jesus Christmas.
They had some neat paintings from the barn, but it says everything in the barn has bat guano on it, so you're not going to want that in your house, for sure. A guy from Rochester actually freakishly died from having bat guano in his attic and getting it into his lungs. Yeah. But, pretty nice... Paul, I mean, the Malkovich is worth something. We used to have one in our house, and it's, like, too tempting to hang it up at my house.
It just looks too good on you, though. It looks
it's
like...
in perfect shape. Yeah, well, it's basically, we've got very similar heads, similar bald heads, so it just fit over my face. But then again, that's what it was made to. I was telling Jack, when... We went to see John Malkovich at the local art house theater they handed one of those out to everybody. So everybody in the audience was wearing their Malkovich mask. So it was a whole audience full of Malkoviches. And we were sitting in the audience with our friend Kate Smith, and she spotted her boyfriend cheating on her with another girl.
Wearing the masks.
I don't think they were wearing the masks.
Well, that's the problem, see.
Yeah, they should have been wearing the mask. She was. We were in, like, the middle of the theater, and she stood up and screamed his name. And you know Kate Smith's voice. It cuts through.
Anybody with the name Kate Smith is going to have a set of pipes.
Have some lungs, yeah.
I got some pipes.
So, yells out his name. He turns around. Full soda. Just whung across. Direct hit right in the face.
What the Richie Cunningham is going on here?
He just stood up and left the theater. He wasn't gonna pursue anything. He just got up and left. And she was pissed through the whole movie.
Yeah. I actually rewatched that movie a few years ago. It holds up.
It's a great movie. Spike Jonze is a great director. I just bought his Where the Wild Things Are, which is a fantastic movie, too.
Yeah. That's one we don't see too much, though. I don't think I have that one in my collection.
I saw it today at that guy with the million.
Oh, really?
Yep. It was
I would
in
have
there.
Bought it if I saw it.
It's highly recommended. It's great. Gandolfini. One of his last roles. Anyway, we're just sort of cruising around thinking of some place to eat. It's about, we got a couple hours left before
it's
the crash
out,
is.
Man. It's high, it's past high noon. It's going on one. And we kind of hit our quota as far as where we were in West Bumfuck.
Yes. Yeah.
Because last week we were in East Rochester, and then we went to Easter on to quite. And I told little Danny Fogle our next stop was East Bumfuck, but actually we're in West Bumfuck this time, so.
Well, I can't imagine that we won't bump into another garage sale. Before
yeah, that's the,
we'll
that's the idea. But we'll we got to kind of get back into the target area. We're way out. Matter of fact, I think I could probably get off up ahead here at this and get us. I got a couple more on the list that are in that area.
Yeah.
So maybe we do that and then just work our way back to home base.
But that house. That setup there would be a life goal for me, having a nice old farmhouse all completely dedicated to art.
That's what we want to do, but we just got to, like, get the rest of everybody out of there.
Yeah, right.
All right, everybody out. Quit your grinning and grab your linen.
Ooh.
Stand up straight. Tuck in that shirt. Wipe that smile off your face.
Let me ask you one question, Mr. Sister. What do you want to do with your life? Nothing to report here. Just the only good Whitesnake song is playing, so we'll be back. Well, not much to see here. Some just stripped out garage sales of junk.
I think that's what's been happening is that we're hitting these sales so late on Saturdays now that it's just like...
Well, I mean, you can tell when you get into the houses, the people who are interesting, so they have all sorts of just like, you know, cheesy stuff from their garage and trivets and just live, laughy, lovey type of stuff. I did get a hardcover of the Peter David adaptation of the Ang Lee Hulk. Rest in peace, Peter David.
I thought you were going to say rest in peace, Ang Lee Hulk.
Rest in peace, Ang Lee Hulk, too. Rest in peace, the thought of ever having another Hulk movie.
Oh, they're going to make Planet Hulk eventually.
I hope so. Somebody, I mean, I don't understand why they don't think the Hulk is anything but a backup character.
Because, oh, no, they definitely want to do more with the Hulk. But
I mean,
it's all financial, political. There's issues with the other people that own the rights to it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There's other people that own, is that yeah, how I the Ang Lee one got done?
Yeah, I believe it's Paramount or one of those. But somebody else, they, like Sony owns the Spider-Man franchise.
Well, I know that.
Well, they own the Hulk and like the Submariner. I think they own some, they own a bunch of the franchises or somebody.
But don't
did.
They have to make a Hulk movie every so many years to keep
did,
their...
They did make a She-Hulk TV show last year.
Oh, was that Paramount that did that?
Well, I mean, it was Marvel, but I'm sure because the Hulk was in it, they had to get their agreement. At the very end, spoiler alert, or She-Hulk, Bruce Banner, the Hulk, comes back with a son, Scar, who, by the way, was in Planet Hulk. So, very, very terribly AI version, but yeah, they show him at the very end quick when she's getting it on with Daredevil and Matt Murdock.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I guess he wasn't concerned about the green skin.
Well, you know, it's like, oh, your skin is so scaly.
All right. Well, we'll see what else we find. It's getting late.
Bub kiss. Lots of bub kiss.
I got a rock. Actually, we were watching at that art sale, we were watching a lady get rejected from buying rocks. She's like, I was just, the only thing I'm interested in, there's rocks in front of the house. All right, lady.
He's like, I've got like 50 freaking billion illustrations and sculptures. Paintings.
She wants the rocks from the garden. And they weren't even great rocks. They were just rocks.
Just rocks, like, submerged in the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, they were just the kind of rocks you dig up while you're doing some project and stick in your garden to keep everything in place.
Yeah. Well. So, this is interesting. The sale up ahead is open till 4. But the one next door closed at 1. It's like, oh. Come on, can't you be cool?
Nope.
Coolly cool?
Nope.
Cool, you know, cool.
No, they cannot be cool. All right. It's not like we could be cool either. What's out there?
That looks like a garage sale, too.
All right.
That looks like a missing cat.
It looks like a sign for a missing cat, not the actual cat, or we'd be scooping that sucker up. You guys need a cat, right?
Possibly.
Well, I'll keep my eyes out for one.
Yeah, see?
All right, well, we picked up some stuff. We went to one old lady garage sale, and I got one of those little smart alecky plaques that says bachelor, a man who never makes the same mistake once. Back from the boomer days where marriage, where all the spouses hate each other because they got married at 15 or whatever. Anyway,
and I got an ET glass.
Yeah, for a buck.
For a buckaroonie. Slightly faded, but the one with Drew Barrymore putting her...
Gertie giving him a little kiss on the nose.
Yeah.
And this last place we went to, I got Revenge of the Sith storybook, which I've never had. And three t-shirts, a donkey. They're all like... Well, two of them are like... Probably from Hot Topic or Down
Five
Below. Yeah, they were probably the $5 ones from Five Below because they were a dollar but half price. So they were 50 cents a t-shirt. She basically charged me $2 for the whole thing.
Right.
But one's a Donkey Kong one. One has One says free hugs, and it's got the chest burster, the face hugger from Alien.
Oh, nice.
And the other one is this creepy, like, anime character, and it's an older shirt, and it's not a Five Below shirt. It's like a... It's like from the company that probably owns the copyright to whatever that character is. So now I got that one might be worth something. It was ringing some bells in my brain. So for 50, it's a neat looking T-shirt. So I would wear it if it's not worth anything. But I have a feeling it might be.
Yep, and I got the history of comics, like that Bantam Books coffee table book.
You got that book?
Yeah. And then I got that, I got those two Scooby-Doo comics, not in great shape, and they're modern, like DC from the 90s, yeah. But they go in the Scooby-Doo box. And I got a Nightmare Before
Still
Christmas.
Still 30 years old.
And I got a Nightmare Before Christmas Jack Skelly baseball cap that was brand new.
Oh, cool.
And that was for $2.50 for everything. So... I did not buy that Ghost Rider costume. It looked really cool.
They had a Cuphead costume, too, that I was...
And they wanted half price for it, but still, it was... I don't know. You know? It's just one of those situations where... Am I going to make enough money? It takes up a lot of space.
Right.
And I already got a bunch of ones as it is.
And it's a pain in the ass to package them up, really.
Yeah, and making sure that nothing's ripped. Yeah. Or missing, or whatever.
Smelling like mold and mildew.
So I just passed on those. And they had a cool, I thought it was a statue of Predator, but it was just an action figure. It was kind of dirty, though. And it was just like $15. So it was like...
Yeah. Well, that was, you could tell Junior's stuff was all $15, $20. Right. He had some, like... Rick and Morty and Invader Zim comics that he had for $20 out there. And, trade paperbacks. It's like,
As we used to say back in the 80s, you whacked.
He's whacked.
All right, well, here we are at Pismo Beach with all the garage sales that we can fart around in.
We'll see.
We'll see, young Skywalker.
There's really about an hour of garage sailing left. Oh, what's this?
Garage sale.
Maybe what, something good.
Would I lie to you just to...
I don't know. This looks like one that looks like it might suck, but there looks like there might be some digging that could find something
well,
good.
Well, the ones next door closed at 1, so... A few gable top houses.
Well, hopefully they just, like, slid all their stuff over into this one, but somehow I doubt it. All right, we'll be back.
Listen to
Ni
that.
Ni bueno!
Listen to that vibrato!
He could do, the guy from the move could do some good vibrato. I almost said good bravado. I guess he had good bravado, too. Well, we're done. We're done for the day. We gave up, had some Mexican food.
It was
delicious.
Really good.
Had to get through a little language barrier, but that's actually a good sign for Mexican food. For any kind of food, you know, from another country.
Yeah.
That's usually a good sign when...
I asked for sugar with my iced tea. And she, like, automatically gave me, like, the...
I bet you most people get Splenda. That's
yeah,
why.
She's exactly
just used to most people being, like, weird hog people and, like, can you bring me some Splenda?
Right.
And it's just like...
She's like,
okay,
oh.
You're watching your sugar for a little packet of sugar.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, everything they eat is probably, you know, just loaded with sugar anyway.
Oh, I used to get that at the hamburger stands all the time. 2 grounds, 2 hot dogs, 2 orders of fries, and a Diet Coke.
Yep. Yeah.
So, anywho, but that was really good. Just an interesting day in general. Just kind of
we were discussing no records. I got fucking Dark Side of the Moon last week, and once it cleaned up, it's a scratchy, it's a well-worn Dark Side of the Moon, but it doesn't skip, and it's perfect for me. Because it's like, I can listen to a digital version of any song at any time, you know, on the, you know, on Facebook or YouTube for that matter, you know?
Yep.
So it's like, I don't need the clean audio file version of it. Although I probably, if I would have known that I was going to get that Death Star, I would have bought the $15 Dark Side of the Moon.
Yep.
But
who knows? Maybe we'll find one later on this summer.
I will. Like Dark Side of the Moon on a nice copy of Dark Side of the Moon on eBay is like $40-$50. They're actually, modern reprintings of it are cheaper than the originals.
Yeah, but overall, you know, I wasn't even planning on going out today because we're both
right
afraid of both burnout, both financially and mentally. And mentally. But it was a nice little change of pace, and we got to do a lot of garage sailing. We didn't buy a ton of stuff, but
we got to go to that art sale, which was actually fucking fun to walk through.
Yeah, that was really the whole plan for today. And see some other things instead of driving around the same streets over and over. And looking for a miracle.
Yeah. No, we did okay. We did all right.
I mean, I got my daughter a smart television for $15. I mean, it's better than
I only spent about $30 maybe at the garage sales. Maybe.
I spent more than that.
I spent a lot more than that last week.
Yeah, you were.
I was dropping $20 bills last week. And I'll get $30 from that weather radio that I got at the art sale.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. Those are sought after.
Yeah, except that, you know, it's a problem. There's no National Weather Service anymore.
I don't even know. Yeah, it is by the National Weather Service.
We own one, and we used to actually turn it on. Living by the lake?
Nothing?
Nothing anymore!
Oh my god. What a fucking train crash, man.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, really? You're gonna buy that? It's like, you're just gonna like, I hope you like.
National Weather Service isn't gone forever.
It's gone right now.
It's gone right now, but like, it's like,
that's like the people in the tornadoes in central New York. I didn't know about it. I had no idea it was coming.
Anyway.
Just call me Johnny Buzzkill.
Anyway, I don't know. I'll have to check eBay. Maybe people haven't figured it out yet. I don't think people buy them to check the weather either. I think they buy them because they're a neat little item.
You can now turn it on and have some white noise to go to sleep
on. Yeah. Relaxing. Cocksuckers.
Relaxing cocksuckers?
No, I'm just pissed at fucking... Oh, the National Weather Service just got turned off. PBS just got turned off. Oh. Because, like, fucking 1% of the country doesn't want it, so it's gone.
It's un-American.
Yeah. Yeah, the American Public Broadcasting Company. Although, I gotta say, it is... PBS has always been very British, too, though.
Very? I mean, it's the reason why people hate it.
What? You mean Doctor Who?
Hitchhiker's no, I'm talking about the Great British Bake Off and all that other...
Oh, that was... Yeah. Masterpiece Theater?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, Masterpiece Theater is probably now I would love Masterpiece Theater. I hated it as a kid because I was like, what's this boring shit? But anyway. Oh, shit. I left the door open. I hope I left the door open anyway.
Well.
That door pops open anyway.
I hope you don't get ambushed because I'm not going in there.
All right. So we are done. Dunzo. We will see you maybe next week, maybe whatever. But there's still a little garage sale left this summer. And remember,
Plenty.
A bachelor is a man who never makes the same mistake once.
I predict we'll have at least 5 or 6 more garage sales.
Yeah, there's a good chance. I got to get on Dario and get him up here. Hopefully he's passing those kidney stones pretty quick.
Or the other potential...
Tell him to hurry up
with
that.
We have other special guests that are supposed to be coming.
Yeah, I'll remind them too.
That's a nice outro.
Oh, wait, hang on. We forgot something, right?
Right. Do you remember? Lonnie Anderson?
Yeah, Lonnie Anderson died.
Right. Right after we lost Ozzy and...
Yeah, I don't put her on the same tier as Ozzy.
Well...
I mean, WKRP was great. Pretty much she didn't do much of anything else except marry Burt Reynolds.
Right.
Being a couple
of movies.
Who
was the other one that died? It was... Who was the other... Oh, it was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, we already got Hulk Hogan last.
But why was I thinking that, like, Lonnie Anderson had something to... Well, maybe it was just our outro, because we always have the WKRP.
Yeah, that's true. So. All right, so this one goes out to Lonnie Anderson.
Both of them.
Both of them.